Good Tuesday morning, and welcome to One-on-One with a Professional on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. This morning, we're talking with Dr. Kerry Williams discussing Med Club of Bartlesville, a different way, a different approach, another way for you to look at your health care and the health care of your family. And we have in studio Dr. Kerry Williams of Med Club of Bartlesville and Judy Lankford, who works with Dr. Williams hand in hand in the office. It's Judy you'll talk to when you make that phone call into the office and see her smiling face when you come in. Good morning, ladies. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Judy. How are you? Dr. Williams, let's explain quickly to the listener, what is Med Club of Bartlesville?
Med Club is a different kind of practice model that does not take health insurance. What it does, it's a monthly membership like a gym membership that you pay for my time. So you're paying for that doctor's time, and that includes the basic primary care functions that a primary care physician would do. Annual physicals, acute illnesses, sore throats, sinus infections, women's annual exams. In the office, we also offer discounted labs and medications. But what's so different about this is that flat monthly fee takes a lot of our administrative cost, our overhead cost out. What I'm talking about is billing, coding, and collections. And that can eat up as much as 60% of the total overhead. And so when you take that cost out by not taking insurance, you don't have to have the staff or all the extra computer programs and things that it necessitates, and allows us to lower the cost for primary care services.
K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. One-on-one with a professional. We're talking with Dr. Kerry Williams and Judy Lankford, talking about Med Club today. And we want to talk a little bit about FSAs and HSAs and Med Club. Dr. Williams, you want to bring that up?
Well, these are great things that employers offer, but many employees do not take advantage of. By law, we cannot use an HSA or an FSA for the monthly membership fee. However, we can use that for your labs and your prescriptions and your extra supplies. Let's say you have a laceration and those supplies. And when you use those and you increase your deductible so it's more affordable on your health care, it becomes more economical for you as the employee and your employer. And people forget, those employers have got to keep their doors open. Mm-hmm. They have to keep their costs contained. And that's so we have a young man that's in his late 30s. He was one of my first patients. He figured this out quickly in that, and he uses his HSA, and he works for a large corporation in Tulsa, and he uses that HSA every time for his prescriptions and his labs. And I was just impressed that he could figure it out so quickly.
That's good. The benefit I wouldn't even have thought of right there. You were talking to me off the air. You had mentioned something about, well, when you were down in Dallas and you were sick on the weekend, what would you have paid to be able to visit with someone and to get better right then and there? And being miserable is no fun. And looking for help, I know there's somebody listening right now. Something happened and they're on their laptop and they feel miserable. And what would you pay to be able to call a doctor and have someone talking to you within minutes or relative minutes compared to waiting until Monday or trying to go seek out an urgent care facility, something like that? That's invaluable.
That's priceless. It is absolutely priceless. But, and it is unheard of today.
Yeah.
But also talk to someone that knows you.
And that's something else we were talking about here, but give me a little bit about, you brought that up several times, so obviously you would think this would be something people would know naturally, but relationships with a doctor, it's not what it used to be anymore, and you're talking about having a real relationship with a doctor that knows you, knows what you're going through, that type of thing, instead of just somebody that comes in, you see, and they're out. I know I have several friends that's what they do. They go see and they get two or three different doctors and they have no clue what's going on with them. And they see a different one every time they go in. Talk a little bit about what relationships with the client means to you as far as just doing your job.
Well, first of all, you get me and not some substitute, not some doctor extender. And you're going to see Judy. There's what I call a cheers effect, like the old show.
Mm-hmm.
They know your name.
Right.
We know your disease process, and hopefully we've had time to set a plan in there, and we stay on task. And doctors have preferences in medicines, on labs, but when we stay on task, we keep going the same direction all the time. And if it needs to change, we change. Instead of having, like the old adage says, too many cooks in the kitchen, then you get unnecessary things. Because someone who hasn't had a relationship with this patient probably doesn't have the time to go back in the records and say, oh, they had an MRI of that 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So they're going to order another one. And so that's time and that's money.
Mm-hmm. I had an MRI done on a knee, and I saw a doctor, and they wanted to do an MRI, and I had to tell him, I just did one like 2 months ago.
Right.
You know, so I was like, and that would have, you know, a lot of people would have accepted it as, oh, okay, well, I'll go do another MRI and all the costs involved and all of that. One of the reasons why the medical field is so expensive is this overprescribing, overbilling, overdoing, and some of it is because of the relationship aspect, I would think, I'm guessing.
Continuity is very important. You like going and getting your hair cut by the same person because they know how you want your hair to lie on your head.
They know your hair.
That's
right. Every hair is different, you know.
But why are people not so choosy about their doctor?
I guess maybe if I were to answer that, I would say, well, because my insurance says I have to go to that guy or this guy or whatever. But this is a way not to have to do that.
That is correct. And our insurance climate has got to change. And what was brought in as a benefit to employees by employers years ago has now become a burden to them, to the employers to pay, because it's a large part of their budget. And they're looking every day, how do we trim this cost? One of Josh Umber's companies that with him, they cut a company of about 25 people. They cut their claims number down, what they sent to the insurance by coming to him. That company reimbursed each employee almost $800 a piece.
That's a big number.
Yes.
That's a very
they
big
shared
number.
It with the employees. So they incentivize those employees to keep doing it.
AM 1400, FM 93.3. Good Tuesday morning. We are talking with Dr. Carrie Williams and Judy Lankford with Med Club of Bartlesville, talking about your parents. And let's say you live in Tulsa and your parents, mom, dad, are here in Bartlesville. And a little bit about this, with your parents being a ways away, what would you pay for the peace of mind for knowing your mom and dad are getting cared for by someone who knows mom and dad and what they need? We're really, Judy, we're really talking kind of peace of mind when you think about Med Club of Bartlesville.
Absolutely. My mother lives in Missouri. She lives about 5 hours away. I would pay her monthly membership fee if there was a doctor like this in Missouri. I would pay that doctor that money so that I know there's somebody there close that can take care of mom when I'm not there and that I trust.
So it's not in Missouri, but it is in Bartlesville.
Right.
How unique is this, Dr. Williams? Would you say, as far as Oklahoma is concerned,
this is more popular on both coasts, like most fashions of any kind are popular on both coasts. And finally, it is moving to the heartland. This is very popular in Houston and Dallas. Wichita is one of the meccas because it was developed there. But Oklahoma, we have several in Oklahoma City, practices like this that are growing leaps and bounds, and we're starting to grow in Tulsa. But the outer limits, there's a new one in Enid now. And one of the most successful ones in Oklahoma, though, is a doctor out in western Oklahoma that's out there on the state line between the Texas Panhandle and Oklahoma. So anybody who wants quality care, they will go to him, even though they have to travel hours. And it's the quality. He knows them, and he's a quality doctor. Here, this is a company town. It takes a while. We have some Conoco employees. They have figured out the economics of it, that this ends up being less expensive for them than more. All they see is the initial outlay. They don't do the arithmetic to go on back and understand their HSA and their deductibles and copays and how they can avoid that and how one ER visit can pay for a lot of months of a Med Club membership.
So we're talking about Med Club, and someone's driving down the road right now And they're saying, okay, you piqued my interest. And what it is it's like we talked about earlier, you have your monthly gym membership, whatever. This is the same thing, but it's with your health and with a doctor. So you have someone every month on standby ready for you or your family. So people ask about the cost of doing this. What are some of the costs, Judy?
Some of the costs associated with the membership are, we have 0 to 19 years old, which is $20 a month, with a parent. The 20 to 44-year-old adult plan is $50 a month per person. The 45 to 64-year-old adult plan is $75 a month per person. And the 65-year-old plus adult plan is $100 a month per person. There is a one-time $99 registration fee. And then after that, we charge your card, or you can pay cash or check. And you can also use your flex spending account or your health savings account for the extra
expenditures.
Yes.
Right.
On top of the medic. Yes.
Right. Okay. All right. Oh, you did great.
But people will say, well, I have to spend $99 to get in. Yes. But people are not aware that there's a different charge level when they establish with a doctor in a traditional practice that's exponentially more expensive than a regular office fee. We have to process the paperwork.
Yeah.
We have to get those things, the old records and things like that. We are interested. But with traditional insurance, you will pay a lot more as a new patient than you will as an established patient. And this is no different. And they will do their arithmetic and move this on past the initial fees. They will see the cost savings.
I mean, that's kind of it, isn't it? I mean, we're talking about your health and those types of things, but really this is when it comes down to it, this is a financial savings issue on your health care.
Yes. And people will say, well, I don't go to the doctor very much. Okay, I understand that. But you buy life insurance, just in case. And even if you don't go very often, sometimes you need resources. I have a 30-something-year-old couple that are going to Ireland here in a month or so. How do we get them prepared to travel internationally? What do they need? They have a diabetic daughter. How do we get her ready?
Those are questions I wouldn't even have thought of, but that's right. Exactly.
All the different immunizations. Mm-hmm. Do they have the resources to go look those up? Do they know where to go?
And there are a lot of jobs where you do have to take a physical, and you take care of that as well.
And all the kids and their sports physicals and their camp physicals, we've been seeing quite a few.
I was going to say, when football season rolls around, do you see a bunch of kids for
We
for
do,
that?
And they prefer not to be in one of the long lines at the school, even though they're free there.
Right. Just go get it done with my doctor. Right.
Yes.
And you're doing it anyway, so go ahead and do that, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You're already a member, so you might as well just go do it with Dr. Williams out there. So, Med Club, somebody is interested. Let's give them that phone number again and where they can go online to find out more. All right, are you ready, Judy? Tell them with a smile and a big burst of gusto.
It's 918-214-8200, and you can go online at medclub.clinic.
And we're conveniently located on Highway 75 across the street from the mall. Another landmark would be McAllister's, across the street from McAllister's. Our address is 2301 Southeast Washington Boulevard.
You're on the west side of Highway 75, Washington Boulevard.
Exactly.
Right there on the corner.
Yes.
Easy to find. All right. Dr. Williams, I appreciate your time. And Judy, it wasn't as bad as you thought it would be, was it?
It was not that bad.
All right, and we will have you on again. And, you know, if anyone has a question, you can contact me here at the station. Obviously, they can call you. But
absolutely.
Somebody might be listening, and they can either reach us through our Facebook page, or they can just call me here, and I will take note of it, and we will ask it again next time you are on.
Thank you.
One-on-one with a professional. We appreciate
your
time
today.
All right. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.